I thank this panel for their comments. And now it's open to questions of the panel from members of the planning board. And I'll start at the far end. Neil? Randy? Mark?
Mr. Economy, have you experienced any loss in room rentals that you can attribute to the announcement of the possibility of this proposed facility?
I couldn't say that we have. We had actually about the same kind of year as we had last year. So,
but do you feel that if it is built, then you will suffer
yes, I do.
Losses?
Well, I think we'll suffer severely.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Nothing there, Leanne?
No.
Cindy.
I have a question for Steve. Steve, when you said you had 9,000 guest nights, would you just clear that up for me? Is that how many? Is that 9,000 guests?
Visitors over the course of
so
the year.
So 9,000 visitors.
Including Fiber College Week. Yes.
Okay. And yours was 475, your guests for the season? Yes.
When I said 475 is our number, we sold 475 individual rooms. Usually they were stayed in by two or more people.
Okay.
We have some rooms where four people can stay.
Just trying to get a number.
Short season, right?
And of course, this is only our first season. It was a short season. We were open 25 weeks.
Thank you.
Yes, sure.
Anything further? No?
Just to follow up on that, how many rooms do you have in your facility? And I should know that because I'm on the planning board, but I can't remember.
We have 8 rooms. 2 of them are suites.
Okay. Thank you.
This one is to Brenda. In particular, you can speak back, but I'm just going to talk. We are equally hard on everyone, and it's kind of, in a way, it's heartwarming to sit here and listen to you people talk how good Searsport is and the business and so forth. But every one of you have been before this board, and I don't think any of you have got a free ride, and no one's getting one now on it. We are equally tough on all of them, and we have yet begun.
My comments did not indicate that you were over hard on us, just that you had tough questions and we felt like we answered them and have abided by what you wanted us to do.
You did, and that's exactly what we're going to do on the line and what we have been doing. And all must meet the performance standard. The applicant must meet all of that.
Yes.
And there's not a bind. Just want to strengthen that point. You didn't get an easy ride. Jay didn't. He saw what happened next door. And kid Phyllis, I go down the line. No one walked through without a fight, but they met all of them and did it well. And we do not court business, as I said at the beginning. The Economic Development Committee courts it. We get an application and we act on it. And we're an administrative body. We don't enforce the rules either. Usually when you get your application leave, you always go with our well wishes and hopefully have a successful and profitable business. Yeah. So, please, LA.
I just want to echo what Bruce just said, because I noticed in at least 2 of the presentations that came up again that they're disappointed in what we're doing, that the town would consider a project here like we courted it, and we did not. And we're just trying to listen, and we're just trying to get information. That's it.
If you're directing that at me, I will have to say that I have no negative in my comments that I intended that way. Sometimes when you write something, it may sound that way to the reader. So I certainly want you to know that they were not intended that way. We answer the tough questions, and there should be tough questions. You're looking at businesses coming into a town which should balance the economy of the community and not cause it to go into unbalance. And we feel like we answer the questions. I only meant it that way. And when it came to the sound issue, it's just a comment from the standpoint of, that's what you ask us to do, and that's what we have done. And we appreciate that, too. Thank you.
Matter closed.